Rabbit Transit Paratransit Shared Ride Guide. Conversion of this printed document into an audio format has been provided through the AccessiDocs project of the Pennsylvania Council of the Blind.
Mission Statement. Mobility is an essential need in order to experience a high quality of life. Rabbit Transit dedicates itself to providing its constituents safe, reliable, and customer-centered mobility services consistent with the stewardship of its resources. Our core values. Core values are the things that our organization holds most important and will not compromise. Rabbit Transit's core values include safety, service, and stewardship. Rider information. Our contact information. Call 800-632-9063. Fax number 717-848-4853. Persons with a hearing or speech disability may call 711. Our website address is www.rabbittransit.org. Email us at info@rabbittransit.org. Our customer call center hours are weekdays 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Saturday 7:45 a.m. through 3 p.m. Language assistance. Upon request, language assistance is provided free of charge to assist in communicating with individuals who do not speak English. Interpretation services are available by calling 800-632-9063. Customers should identify their need when calling. Hours of operation and general information. Holidays. No service is available on the following holidays: New Year's Day, Easter Sunday, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Lost and found. Please remember to collect all personal belongings when leaving the bus. Rabbit Transit is not responsible for lost or stolen items. Items found will be disposed of once a week. Alternative formats. Alternative formats are available upon request. Please contact us for more information. Our main office hours. York County. Weekdays, 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Address, 415 Zarfus Drive, York, Pennsylvania, 17404. Adams County. Weekdays, 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Address, 257 North 4th Street, Rear, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, 17325. Columbia County. Columbia Montour County Aging Office Incorporated. Limited services available, weekdays, 8 a.m. through 4:30 p.m. Address, 702 Sawmill Road, Suite 201, Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, 17815. Cumberland County. Weekdays, 8 a.m. through 4:30 p.m. Cumberland County, Rittner Campus. Address, 1601 Rittner Highway, Carlisle, Pennsylvania, 17013. Franklin County. Weekdays, 7:30 a.m. through 4:30 p.m. Address, 191 Franklin Farm Lane, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, 17202. Montour County. Columbia, Montour Aging Office Incorporated. Limited services available, weekdays, 8 a.m. through 4:30 p.m. Address, 702 Sawmill Road, Suite 201, Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, 17815. Northumberland County. Weekdays, 8 a.m. through 4 p.m. Address, 61 Tyler Avenue, Elizabeth, Pennsylvania, 17824. Perry County. Weekdays, 8 a.m. through 4 p.m. Address, 151 Red Hill Road, Newport, Pennsylvania, 17074. Union and Snyder Counties. Weekdays, 8 a.m. through 4 p.m. Address, 713 Bridge Street, Suite 11, Selinsgrove, Pennsylvania, 17870. Rider Alert System. Sign up for a text, email, or phone call related to service updates. Visit www.rabbittransit.com. www.snowroute.org/alerts or talk to a customer service representative. Snow routes. In cases of bad weather conditions, Rapid Transit may alter some of its paratransit services. Riders may sign up for alerts, visit the website, Facebook, or on Twitter at Rapid Alerts. What is paratransit? Paratransit, often referred to as shared ride, is a bus service that provides trips that are grouped together between customers' origins and destinations that are not accessible by fixed route bus service, if available in your area. Paratransit operates during limited hours and specific travel areas. There is a required application and reservation process. Paratransit does not provide taxi service and is not a non-stop ride for one person. Different riders are grouped together depending upon their travel time and location. Paratransit does not provide emergency medical transportation services. Paratransit is a door-to-door service. Please contact the Mobility Planning Department for more information at 800-632-9063. We encourage you to review this entire guide to have a clearer understanding of the complex guidelines of paratransit service. Personal Care Assistant, PCA. Rapid Transit takes its role of providing mobility seriously. We recognize that passengers may face barriers that require them to bring a PCA when they travel. PCAs must provide assistance to the person traveling. Passengers using paratransit services who need a PCA must have their physician complete the necessary documentation. Once this form is completed and filed with Rapid Transit, passengers will be allowed to bring one PCA on board with them, unless otherwise approved. A PCA trip must be stated at the time the passenger makes a reservation in order for us to confirm if there is room in the vehicle. If you fail to let us know of the need for a PCA, we will not allow the PCA to board. Once approved for one of the below situations, you may bring a PCA with you at no cost. Approved PCA situation. If you are under 18, you can be accompanied by a parent or other relative guardian. Approved PCA situation. If you cannot travel independently, or you need any assistance due to age, illness, physical or mental disability. A PCA needed for these reasons must be verified by a physician. Approved PCA situation. If you do not speak English, you can bring someone with you to interpret. ADA companion. Under the ADA program, one companion is permitted in addition to a PCA. A companion may ride for the same fare as the rider utilizing the ADA program. Companion trips must be stated at the time of reservation. Getting started, and the application process. Since transportation is a costly expense, government agencies help fund the cost for passengers, leaving them responsible for only a portion of the actual cost of transportation. Pennsylvania counties have different paratransit service programs available for qualified residents. All riders must pre-register for paratransit service. To pre-register, riders must complete an application to identify which program they will qualify for to help with funding. Each of these programs is governed with a different set of regulations, funding sources, reporting standards, service delivery guidelines, and co-pays. No two passengers' trips or experiences are the same. Programs. Some of the common funding programs include the following. Senior Shared Ride Program 65 Plus. Senior Shared Ride Program 60 to 64. Medical Assistance Transportation Program, MATP. ADA Complementary Paratransit Program, ADA. Persons with Disabilities Program, PWD. Mental Health and Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities, MHIDD. Here are descriptions of each program. Senior Shared Ride Program 65 Plus. Senior citizens who are 65 years of age or older are eligible. Most shared ride destinations are within your home county. However, Rapid Transit also provides regular trips to adjacent counties based on demand. There are no restrictions on the reason you use our services, so the Senior Shared Ride Program can be used for any kind of trip. Medical appointments, shopping, recreation, senior centers, group outings, and more. There may be a copay each time you board the vehicle. The cost depends on many different factors. Senior Shared Ride Program 60 to 64. In some counties, individuals who are between the ages of 60 to 64 and are residents of a participating county are eligible. This limited service allows Rapid Transit to pick you up, take you to your destination with others who are traveling in the same direction, and take you home. There may be a restriction on purpose. There may be a copay each time you board the vehicle. The cost depends on many different factors. Medical Assistance Transportation Program, MATP. County residents, including temporary residents, who have medical assistance or hold an access card and meet specific requirements, are eligible. The Medical Assistance Transportation Program provides free transportation to medical appointments and any service medical assistance pays for, including therapies, tests, dental visits, trips to the pharmacy, and trips to medical equipment suppliers. The MATP program is based primarily on a reimbursement system. You cannot use MATP if you need emergency ambulance transportation. You cannot use MATP for non-medical trips such as for grocery shopping or for social activities. You cannot use MATP to get medical care that is not covered by medical assistance. Various transportation options are available based on accessibility, including fixed route transportation, mileage reimbursement, and door-to-door service. The mode you use will be determined by Rapid Transit staff based on your needs. MATP fixed route reimbursement is for passengers who live along an established bus route and are able to use the fixed route bus. Passengers pay upfront to ride the fixed route bus and then are reimbursed at the York Transfer Center, up to 10 tickets, or they can mail in their reimbursement forms every month to Rapid Transit for the full amount. Physician verification, signature, is required on the fixed route reimbursement form. MATP mileage reimbursement is for passengers who have access to private vehicles, their own or another individual's, but cannot meet their own transportation needs via fixed route service. The rate of reimbursement will be determined by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, but will not be less than 12 cents per mile. MATP will also reimburse you for your actual parking expenses and tolls if you provide receipts showing how much you paid. There are certain circumstances for individual rides in which there are limitations on the number of miles that can be reimbursed. Physician verification, signature, is required on the mileage reimbursement form. MATP door-to-door is for passengers who do not live near a fixed route, do not have access to a vehicle, or are unable, due to a mental or physical disability, to use our fixed route service. MATP can provide or arrange transportation for you to any medical provider in your MCO region. If passengers qualify for door-to-door service, the cost is subsidized by the Department of Human Services. ADA Complementary Paratransit Program. ADA. For individuals who, because of their disability, cannot use fixed route bus service if available in the county. ADA Complementary Paratransit works for any trip that originates and ends within 3/4 of a mile, typically 7 city blocks, of a fixed route bus. This service operates during the same days and hours as fixed route service. It is typically door-to-door. This type of transportation can be used for any kind of trip. Medical appointments, shopping, recreation, senior centers, and more. The cost of a one-way paratransit fare for ADA complementary paratransit is typically twice the amount of the current fixed route bus fare. For ADA customers, if your application is not processed within 21 days of receipt, you will be given presumptive eligibility on the 22nd day until eligibility determination is made. Individuals who are ADA eligible in another jurisdiction and are visiting the Rapid Transit service area may use ADA complementary paratransit. If an individual has not been certified as eligible by another public entity but can claim that they are ADA paratransit eligible, they are entitled to presumptive eligibility and must be provided with 21 days of service. Individuals that are not certified by another transit agency will be expected to provide documentation from his or her place of residence explaining the nature of his or her disability. A doctor's verification and a physical assessment may be needed to determine the individual's conditions specific to rapid transit. The 21 days of service that a visitor receives must be calculated as any combination of 21 days during any 365-day period beginning with the visitor's first use of the service. A visitor who has been granted complimentary paratransit service in his or her home region, the conditions determined by the home transit agency will be followed. For Cumberland County residents, CAT, C-A-T, is the ADA provider for complimentary paratransit. Please call 800-303-1904. Persons with Disabilities Program, PWD. Individuals with a disability are eligible for this program if they need transportation in areas that are not serviced by the fixed route, are not eligible for any other funding sources, and are between the ages of 18 and 64. This is a shared ride program that operates countywide, outside the ADA area, and even includes certain out-of-county trips. The cost of one-way fares for the Persons with Disabilities Program depends on the distance traveled. Mental Health and Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities, MHIDD. Clients of supporting MHIDD programs are eligible for rides that are traveling to and from approved programs. Co-pay prices vary by county. How to apply. When applying, consider the following points. 1. To receive an application by mail, call 800-632-9063 or 717-846-7433. You can also email us at info@rabbittransit.org or download an application online. Visit rabbittransit.org. 2. All applications should be mailed to 415 Zarfus Drive, York, Pennsylvania, 17404. Zarfus is spelled Z-A-R-F-O-S-S. 3. To apply in person, stop by the Transfer Center at 213 West King Street, York. Our Adams County location is at 257 North 4th Street, Rear, Gettysburg. The Cumberland County location is at 1601 Rittner Highway, Carlisle. The Northumberland office is located at 61 Tyler Avenue, Elizabeth. The Columbia Montour Aging office is located at 702 Sawmill Road, Bloomsburg. The Franklin County location is at 191 Franklin Farm Lane, Chambersburg. The Rapid Transit headquarters is located at 415 Zarfus Drive, York. 4. Proof of age is required to apply. The acceptable proofs of age include birth certificate, baptismal certificate, driver's license, PACE card, state ID, armed forces discharge or separation papers, passport or naturalization papers, veterans universal access ID card, statement of age from the Social Security Administration, or resident alien card. 5. For the Mental Health/Intellectual and Development Disabilities MHIDD application process, please contact an MHIDD case manager or Rapid Transit. Reservation process. What number do I call to make a reservation? To schedule a reservation for transportation, call the Rapid Transit Call Center at 800-632-9063. You must speak with a person. Requests for trips left on the voicemail will not be accepted. We suggest avoiding Mondays from 7 a.m. through 9 a.m., which is a peak call time. Only ADA trips can be left on voicemail. When can I make a reservation? All paratransit trips require an advance reservation. All reservations must be made by 12 p.m., the business day before your appointment. However, you may request a reservation as far as 2 weeks before your appointment. Medical trips may be booked 6 months in advance. You must call with your request by 12 p.m. on Friday for trips on Saturday, Sunday or Monday if weekend service is available. Note, there is an exception for trips of the ADA Complimentary Paratransit Program, which can be scheduled the day before your trip during regular business hours of 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. The call center is open between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and between 7:45 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday. Return trips. Passengers cannot change location of return trips on the day of the trip. What information do I need to schedule a trip? 1. Your client ID number or name. If you are making a trip for someone else, please give his or her client ID or name. 2. The appointment time. Note, see travel guidelines about appointment times. 3. The exact address for the trip that you are requesting. 4. The name of the doctor or facility for the trip that you are requesting. 5. Any mobility device that you need. 6. If you need a personal care assistant, previously referred to as an escort. Note, the PCAE must be pre-approved by Rapid Transit during the application process. Under the ADA program, a companion may ride for the same fare as the rider utilizing the ADA program. 7. Notes about special entrances to your building, for example, apartment located at back entrance, etc. Passengers are responsible for notifying Rapid Transit of any address or phone number changes by 12 p.m., the business day before the trip. The Central Pennsylvania Transportation Authority may make reasonable modifications to policies and programs to assist people with disabilities in achieving equal opportunity to enjoy all of its programs, services, and activities. Anyone who requires an auxiliary aid or service for effective communication or a modification of policies or procedures to participate in the Central Pennsylvania Transportation Authority's programs, services, or activities is encouraged to contact Mobility Planning at 800-632-9063 or via mail at 415 Zarfus Drive, York, Pennsylvania, 17404 or via email at mobilityplanning@rabbittransit.org. As soon as possible through advanced notification is appreciated. Vehicle operators are also able to assist. Visit CPTA's website for the procedure on reasonable modification or accommodations. Managing your trips online. Manage your trips online with FindMyRidePA.com. It's easier than ever to book your shared ride online through FindMyRidePA.com. Follow these three steps. 1. Visit FindMyRidePA.com on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. 2. Enter your paratransit or shared ride ID number. 3. Start making your own trip reservations. For assistance, call 844-724-7433. Schedule a trip online by 12 noon, one business day before your trip. Find out the estimated time of your bus arrival. See and edit planned trips. Cancel a reservation up to 1 hour before scheduled departure. All this you can do online with FindMyRidePA.com. Fares and how much will I pay? Different programs have different copays. Copays vary because each passenger uses different ways to finance their trip. Please see the fare charts below for the county areas covered by Rapid Transit for more information on financing and trip reason or purpose. A Rapid Transit call center representative will confirm the cost of your copay for the specific trip you are booking at the time of reservation. County area agencies on aging may sponsor those who are 60 to 64 or age 65 plus. Many trips are sponsored to further reduce the cost to the passenger. Notice, fares may change. Please confirm at the time of your trip reservation. Residents 60 to 64, fares are applicable only for travel within Columbia and or Montour counties. For travel outside the counties listed below, see fares for general public, that is full fare. Reader's note, the following section is a series of tables listing fares by program for the various county areas served by Rapid Transit. For those accessing the DAISY audio edition of this guide, each of the tables are located at heading level 2. Set your player navigation to heading level 2 and move to the county service area that applies to you, then locate the program for which you are eligible. Adams County Fares. Prices reflect one-way trips. Fare costs are determined by the zone travel mileage. One zone equals travel up to 9.99 miles. Two zones equals travel from 10 to 19.99 miles. Three zones equals travel from 20 to 29.99 miles. Four zones equals travel 30 miles and beyond. The following table lists travel fares by program, appointment destination type, and travel distance by zone. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 65+. Trips to and from medical, pharmacy, dialysis, housing, banking, senior centers, adult daycare, grocery shopping, laundry, library, post office, fitness and physical therapy. Cost: no charge for travel within all zones. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 65+. For any other trip purpose not mentioned above. Travel within same zone, $2.40. Travel within two zones, $3.75. Travel within three zones, $4.80. Travel within four zones, $6.75. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 60 to 64. Trips to and from senior centers, adult daycare, dialysis, fitness and physical therapy. Cost: no charge for travel within all zones. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 60 to 64. For any other trip purpose not mentioned above. Travel within same zone, $16. Travel within two zones, $25. Travel within three zones, $32. Travel within four zones, $45. Program: Persons with Disabilities, PWD. Travel within same zone, $2.40. Travel within two zones, $3.75. Travel within three zones, $4.80. Travel within four zones, $6.75. Program: Mental Health and Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities, MHIDD. Travel within all four zones, $3. Program: Medical Assistance Transportation, MATP. Travel within all four zones, no charge. Program: General Public, full fare. Travel within same zone, $16. Travel within two zones, $25. Travel within three zones, $32. Travel within four zones, $45. Program: ADA Complementary Paratransit, ADA. Travel within all zones, $2. ADA fares are based on fixed route zones. ADA Complementary Paratransit works for any trip that originates and ends within 3/4 of a mile, typically 7 city blocks, of a fixed route bus. For fitness or physical therapy, trips are limited to 16 boardings per month. Columbia County Fares. Prices reflect one-way trips. Fare costs are determined by the zone travel mileage. One zone equals travel up to 9.99 miles. Two zones equals travel from 10 to 19.99 miles. Three zones equals travel from 20 to 29.99 miles. Four zones equals travel 30 miles and beyond. The following table lists travel fares by program, appointment destination type, and travel distance by zone. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 65+. For any other trip purpose not mentioned. Travel within same zone, $2.25. Travel within two zones, $3.75. Travel within three zones, $5.25. Travel within four zones, $6.75. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 60+. For trips for medical, dialysis, senior center, and adult daycare. Cost: 75 cents per trip within all zones. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 60+. For necessity trips, four boardings are permitted per month for banking, grocery, social service, food bank, and pharmacy. Cost: 75 cents per trip within all zones. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 60 to 64. For any other trip purpose not mentioned. Travel within same zone, $15. Travel within two zones, $25. Travel within three zones, $35. Travel within four zones, $45. Program, Persons with Disabilities, PWD. Travel within same zone, $2.25. Travel within two zones, $3.75. Travel within three zones, $5.25. Travel within four zones, $6.75. Program, Medical Assistance Transportation, MATP. Travel within all four zones, no charge. Program, General Public, Full Fare. Travel within same zone, $15. Travel within two zones, $25. Travel within three zones, $35. Travel within four zones, $45. Cumberland County Fares. Prices reflect one-way trips. Fare costs are determined by the zone travel mileage. One zone equals travel up to 9.99 miles. Two zones equals travel from 10 to 19.99 miles. Three zones equals travel from 20 to 29.99 miles. Four zones equals travel 30 miles and beyond. The following table lists travel fares by program, appointment destination type, and travel distance by zone. Program, Senior Shared Ride, 65 plus, for any other trip purpose not mentioned. Travel within same zone, $2.40. Travel within two zones, $3.75. Travel within three zones, $4.80. Travel within four zones, $6. Program, Senior Shared Ride, 60 plus. Trips to and from medical, pharmacy, dialysis, housing, banking, senior centers, adult daycare, grocery shopping, work, social services, visit immediate family through spouse or children, hospital or nursing home admittance or discharge, laundry, library, post office, fitness or physical therapy, cost, no charge for travel within all zones. Program, Senior Shared Ride, 60 to 64. For any other trip purpose not mentioned. Travel within same zone, $16. Travel within two zones, $25. Travel within three zones, $32. Travel within four zones, $40. Program, Persons with Disabilities, PWD. Travel within same zone, $3.60. Travel within two zones, $3.75. Travel within three zones, $4.80. Travel within four zones, $6. Program, Mental Health and Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities, MHIDD. Travel within all zones, cost, no charge. Program, Medical Assistance Transportation, MATP. Travel within all four zones, cost, no charge. Program, General Public, Full Fare. Travel within same zone, $16. Travel within two zones, $25. Travel within three zones, $32. Travel within four zones, $40. Program, ADA Complementary Paratransit, ADA. Travel within all zones, $3.60. ADA fares are based on fixed route zones. ADA Complementary Paratransit works for any trip that originates and ends within 3/4 of a mile, typically 7 city blocks, of a fixed route bus. Contact Capital Area Transit, CAT, for ADA fare details at www.cattransit.com or call 717-238-8304. For fitness or physical therapy, trips are limited to 16 boardings per month. Franklin County Fares. Prices reflect one-way trips. Fare costs are determined by the zone travel mileage. One zone equals travel up to 9.99 miles. Two zones equals travel from 10 to 19.99 miles. Three zones equals travel from 20 to 29.99 miles. Four zones equals travel 30 miles and beyond. The following table lists travel fares by program, appointment destination type, and travel distance by zone. Program, Senior Shared Ride, 65 plus. for any other trip purpose not mentioned. Travel within same zone, $2.40. Travel within two zones, $3.75. Travel within three zones, $4.80. Travel within four zones, $6.75. Program, Senior Shared Ride, 60 plus. For trips to and from grocery, senior center, bank, adult daycare, medical, pharmacy, dialysis, social services, fitness or physical therapy, visit, or work, cost, $1.50 for travel within all zones. Program, Senior Shared Ride, 60 to 64. For trips to and from shopping, restaurant, and beauty salon. Travel within same zone, $16. Travel within two zones, $25. Travel within three zones, $32. Travel within four zones, $45. Program, Persons with Disabilities, PWD. Travel within same zone, $2.40. Travel within two zones, $3.75. Travel within three zones, $4.80. Travel within four zones, $6.75. Program, Medical Assistance Transportation, MATP. Travel within all four zones, cost, no charge. Program, General Public, Full Fare. Travel within same zone, $16. Travel within two zones, $25. Travel within three zones, $32. Travel within four zones, $45. Montour County Fares. Prices reflect one-way trips. Fare costs are determined by the zone travel mileage. One zone equals travel up to 9.99 miles. Two zones equals travel from 10 to 19.99 miles. Three zones equals travel from 20 to 29.99 miles. Four zones equals travel 30 miles and beyond. The following table lists travel fares by program, appointment destination type, and travel distance by zone. Program, Senior Shared Ride, 65 plus, for any other trip purpose not mentioned. Travel within same zone, $2.25. Travel within two zones, $3. Travel within three zones, $4.80. Travel within four zones, $6.30. Program, Senior Shared Ride, 60 plus. For trips to and from medical, dialysis, senior center, and adult daycare. Travel within all four zones, $0.75. Program, Senior Shared Ride, 60 plus. For necessity trips, four boardings are permitted per month for banking, grocery, social service, food bank, and pharmacy. Travel within all four zones, $0.75. Program, Senior Shared Ride, 60 to 64. For any other trip purpose not mentioned. Travel within same zone, $15. Travel within two zones, $20. Travel within three zones, $32. Travel within four zones, $42. Program, Persons with Disabilities, PWD. Travel within same zone, $2.25. Travel within two zones, $3. Travel within three zones, $4.80. Travel within four zones, $6.30. Program, Medical Assistance Transportation, MATP. Travel within all four zones, cost, no charge. Program, General Public, Full Fare. Travel within same zone, $15. Travel within two zones, $20. Travel within three zones, $32. Travel within four zones, $42. Fares may change. Please confirm at the time of your trip reservation. Residents 60 to 64, applicable only for travel within Columbia and/or Montour counties. For travel outside these counties, see General Public, Full Fare. Northumberland County Fares. Prices reflect one-way trips. Fare costs are determined by the zone travel mileage. One zone equals travel up to 9.99 miles. Two zones equals travel from 10 to 19.99 miles. Three zones equals travel from 20 to 29.99 miles. Four zones equals travel 30 miles and beyond. The following table lists travel fares by program, appointment destination type, and travel distance by zone. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 65 plus. Trips to senior centers, senior center group trips, and trips to adult daycare, cost, no charge for travel within all zones. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 65 plus. Trips to medical, pharmacy and dialysis within all zones, cost, $1 per trip. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 65 plus. For any other trip purpose not mentioned above. Travel within same zone, $2.25. Travel within two zones, $3.75. Travel within three zones, $5.25. Travel within four zones, $6.75. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 60 to 64. Trips to adult daycare, no charge. Program: Persons with Disabilities, PWD. Travel within same zone, $2.25. Travel within two zones, $3.75. Travel within three zones, $5.25. Travel within four zones, $6.75. Program: County Mental Health and Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities, MHIDD. Non-sponsored rates, cost, $1 within all zones. Program: Medical Assistance Transportation, MATP. Travel within all four zones, cost, no charge. Program: General Public, full fare. Travel within same zone, $15. Travel within two zones, $25. Travel within three zones, $35. Travel within four zones, $45. Fares may change. Please confirm at the time of your trip reservation. Perry County Fares. Prices reflect one-way trips. Fare costs are determined by the zone travel mileage. One zone equals travel up to 9.99 miles. Two zones equals travel from 10 to 19.99 miles. Three zones equals travel from 20 to 29.99 miles. Four zones equals travel 30 miles and beyond. The following table lists travel fares by program, appointment destination type, and travel distance by zone. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 65 plus. Trips to and from medical, bank, grocery, senior center, pharmacy, social service, visit, adult daycare, cost, 75 cents per trip within all zones. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 65 plus. Any other trip purposes not mentioned above. Travel within one zone, $2.40. Travel within two zones, $4.05. Travel within three zones, $5.70. Travel within four zones, $7.50. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 60 to 64. Trips to and from medical, pharmacy, dialysis, and senior center, cost, 75 cents per trip within all zones. Program: Persons with Disabilities, PWD. Travel within one zone, $2.40. Travel within two zones, $4.05. Travel within three zones, $5.70. Travel within four zones, $7.50. Program: Medical Assistance Transportation, MATP. Travel within all four zones, cost, no charge. Program: General Public, full fare. Travel within same zone, $16. Travel within two zones, $27. Travel within three zones, $38. Travel within four zones, $50. Fares may change. Please confirm at the time of your trip reservation. Union and Snyder County Fares. Prices reflect one-way trips. Fare costs are determined by the zone travel mileage. One zone equals travel up to 9.99 miles. Two zones equals travel from 10 to 19.99 miles. Three zones equals travel from 20 to 29.99 miles. Four zones equals travel 30 miles and beyond. The following table lists travel fares by program, appointment destination type, and travel distance by zone. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 65 plus. Trips to and from medical, pharmacy and dialysis. Travel within same zone, $1.50. Travel within two zones, $2.50. Travel within three zones, $3. Travel within four zones, $4.50. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 65 plus. Senior Center Trips, cost, 25 cents per trip within all zones. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 65 plus. For any other trip purpose not mentioned above. Travel within same zone, $2.25. Travel within two zones, $3.75. Travel within three zones, $4.50. Travel within four zones, $6.75. Program: Persons with Disabilities, PWD. Travel within same zone, $2.25. Travel within two zones, $3.75. Travel within three zones, $4.50. Travel within four zones, $6.75. Program: Medical Assistance Transportation, MATP. Travel within all four zones, cost, no charge. Program: General Public, full fare. Travel within same zone, $15. Travel within two zones, $25. Travel within three zones, $30. Travel within four zones, $45. Fares may change. Please confirm at the time of your trip reservation. York County Fares. Prices reflect one-way trips. Fare costs are determined by the zone travel mileage. One zone equals travel up to 9.99 miles. Two zones equals travel from 10 to 19.99 miles. Three zones equals travel from 20 to 29.99 miles. Four zones equals travel 30 miles and beyond. The following table lists travel fares by program, appointment destination type, and travel distance by zone. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 65 plus. Trips to and from senior center and adult daycare, cost, no charge for travel within all zones. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 65 plus. Trips to and from medical, pharmacy, or dialysis, fitness and physical therapy. Travel within same zone, $1.50. Travel within two zones, $3. Travel within three zones, $3.50. Travel within four zones, $4.50. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 65 plus. For any other trip purpose not mentioned above. Travel within same zone, $2.40. Travel within two zones, $3.75. Travel within three zones, $4.80. Travel within four zones, $6.75. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 60 to 64. Medical assistance eligible and traveling to senior center or adult daycare. Travel within same zone, $1.50. Travel within two zones, $6.50. Travel within three zones, $7. Travel within four zones, $8.25. Program: Senior Shared Ride, 60 to 64. For any other trip purpose not mentioned above. Travel within same zone, $16. Travel within two zones, $25. Travel within three zones, $32. Travel within four zones, $45. Program: Persons with Disabilities, PWD. Travel within same zone, $3.20. Travel within two zones, $3.75. Travel within three zones, $4.80. Travel within 4 zones, $6.75. Program, Mental Health and Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities, MHIDD. Travel within all 4 zones, $3. Program, Medical Assistance Transportation, MATP. Travel within all 4 zones, cost, no charge. Program, General Public, full fare. Travel within same zone, $16. Travel within 2 zones, $25. Travel within 3 zones, $32. Travel within 4 zones, $45. Program, ADA Complementary Paratransit, ADA. Travel within all zones, $3.20. ADA fares are based on fixed route zones. ADA Complementary Paratransit works for any trip that originates and ends within 3/4 of a mile, typically 7 city blocks of a fixed route bus. A one-way paratransit fare for ADA Complementary Paratransit is typically twice the amount of the current bus fare for fixed route. For fitness or physical therapy, trips are limited to 16 boardings per month. Fares may change. Please confirm at the time of your trip reservation. Know before you go. Winter weather information. During severe winter weather, stay connected to get service interruption information for all services including York Fixed Route, Adams Fixed Route Freedom Transit, Rabbit Express and Shared Ride Paratransit Service for Adams, Cumberland, Columbia, Franklin, Montour, Northumberland, Perry, Snyder, Union, and York Counties. Watch the website homepage for rider alert information, sign up for rider alerts, and follow us on Twitter, @RabbitAlerts. Check out our updates on Facebook, find the York Fixed Route Snow Route information on our website, visit www.rabbittransit.org. And tune into local news including WGAL, Channel 8, and WNEP, Channel 16. When to be ready. For both your and Rabbit Transit's benefit, there is a 30-minute pickup window. The pickup window begins 15 minutes before your scheduled time and ends 15 minutes after your scheduled time. As an example, if your pickup time is 9 a.m., your window is 8:45 a.m. to 9:15 a.m. We ask that you please be ready and watch for your vehicle at the agreed pickup location during this transportation window. As our service area continues to grow, there is increased congestion, traffic and construction. There are also passengers that require more time to board. This window of time allows us to be flexible with the schedules if necessary. To assist all passengers to get to their appointments on time, we ask that passengers be ready to board the vehicle when Rabbit Transit arrives. Rabbit Transit does not normally assist passengers up and down steps besides boarding and exiting the bus, but will do so upon request. Once vehicles arrive within the pickup window at the scheduled location, drivers will only wait 5 minutes until they leave. Where to stand? Paratransit is a door-to-door service, in which passengers are picked up at their boarding location and dropped off at their destination. For paratransit service, passengers must be at the proper pickup point during their transportation window. Rabbit Transit does not employ personal care attendants. If a rider needs help getting to and from a pickup point, the rider must make the necessary arrangements for assistance. Passengers must arrange for pickup at a location that is safe for the vehicle and clear of any material that may get in the way of movement of a passenger or vehicle. Rabbit Transit buses will stop as close as possible to the pickup point. Passengers must have safe walkways and/or ramp systems to enable them to access a bus if they are utilizing the paratransit service. The paratransit system is wheelchair accessible. Drivers are not responsible for a passenger. If no one is at home or at the end destination to receive them, Rabbit Transit will contact the associated funding agency or other human service agency to intervene. Passengers will only be picked up and dropped off at their scheduled locations. Schedules cannot be changed after 12 p.m., noon, the day before a pickup. Riders should have their fare or copay ready to give the driver upon boarding the vehicle. The copay or boarding fare can be paid with cash, or in advance, via electronic account. We ask that you please have the exact fare amount ready because our drivers do not provide change since their primary focus is passenger safety. Please know the amount of your copay when you are picked up from home might be different from the amount of your copay from your last destination to your home. The copay is based on mileage from GPS mapping of the vehicle. The vehicle might take a slightly different route due to one-way roads, guardrails, medians or other physical barriers that require different routing. Paratransit transportation may be purchased in advance online or by mail. To purchase online, visit rabbittransit.org and click the Shared Ride tab. Enter the amount you would like to prepay and proceed to the checkout area from there. Refer to the fare charts under the Fares and How Much Will I Pay section. Note that this section is presented by County Service Area, so be sure to locate the subsection which applies to your county to identify which fare amount is needed. If purchasing by mail, please send a check and a completed order form to Rabbit Transit, 415 Zarfus Drive, York, Pennsylvania, 17404. Note that Zarfus is spelled Z-A-R-F-O-S-S. Order forms can be mailed to you or found online. Order of drop-off. The order of passenger pickup and drop-off is not just based on geographical location. Each funding agency of the various paratransit programs has a different and specific set of regulations which Rabbit Transit must follow. These program regulations determine how the service is provided and affects the order of passenger drop-off and pickup. Multiple vehicles may be sent to one location. For example, multiple vehicles may be sent to a senior center to pick up different sets of people since the vehicles travel to different parts of the county. Preparing for long ride times. Utilizing paratransit service, a passenger's ride time will be longer than a trip in a personal vehicle since the ride is shared among several people. For instance, if it takes you 1 hour to reach a doctor's office traveling directly there in a personal vehicle, it may take you 90 minutes to 2 hours to reach the same doctor's office when utilizing paratransit service. For ADA trips, the definition of an excessively long ride time is a trip that exceeds 5 minutes over an equivalent fixed route travel time, including passenger travel time to and from origin, stop, and destination. This 5-minute flex window is designed to be consistent with the fixed route window. Due to the fact that ride times may be long, passengers should plan for their individual needs as necessary. This may include packing necessary supplies. Please note that Rabbit Transit is not able to make additional stops at restrooms and the vehicles do not have restrooms either. If a passenger has oxygen or another medical aid, it must be in a pack or be able to be properly secured. At times, our vehicles are delayed due to traffic, auto accidents, or unusual circumstances. Passengers must have enough oxygen to last the duration of their trip. Special needs customers. While drivers have received some training for individuals with special needs, please understand that they may not be aware of all the conditions of our passengers or special arrangements that must be made. If a passenger cannot be left alone, it is the responsibility of the caregiver to make the necessary arrangements to have a personal care assistant, PCA, at the drop-off point when the driver gets there. It is the caregiver's responsibility to be available as soon as the bus arrives. Rabbit Transit encourages passengers with special needs to utilize a PCA to make sure they have a successful trip. Mobility devices and aids. All passengers who utilize wheelchairs or other mobility devices must be properly secured before the bus begins moving. Mobility devices should be in safe, serviceable condition with functioning brakes or another feature designed to lock the wheels. Rabbit Transit encourages individuals using scooters to transfer to a seat, as scooters have a high center of gravity and can be prone to tipping under normal operating conditions. It is recommended that wheelchairs and scooters are backed onto the lift and backed from the lift onto the bus. Please note, Rabbit Transit encourages all passengers who use wheelchairs to use a WC-19 compliant wheelchair. WC-19 compliant wheelchairs provides a safer transportation option for occupants of motor vehicles. Bus lift limitations. The average paratransit bus has a lift that can accommodate a total combined weight of up to 600 pounds, which includes both the mobility device and the customer. The average lift platform can accommodate wheelchair dimensions of 34 inches by 51 inches. Rabitransit may or may not accommodate anything larger or heavier. Driver assistance. Passengers or a caregiver must be responsible for, and be able to handle, any such items as groceries, backpacks, baggage, etc., that are brought onto the bus. Rabitransit drivers will offer minimal assistance with packages, one trip of less than 20 pounds. Drivers will offer assistance with the loading and unloading of personal shopping carts. Passengers may board with as many packages as they can carry in one boarding trip. All items must be kept out of the aisles and cannot be placed on seating areas. Rabitransit drivers must be able to keep their bus in their view at all times and cannot leave their passengers unattended. Rabitransit drivers are not permitted to enter homes to assist customers. Seat belts and child safety seats. All passengers and PCAs are required to wear a seat belt if one is available. On paratransit vehicles, customers must provide appropriate child safety seats according to Pennsylvania state law. Passenger etiquette and resources. Here are some basic safety and etiquette rules to be followed. Stay seated while the vehicle is in motion. Eating, drinking, and smoking on Rabitransit vehicles is not allowed. Please do not disturb or harass other passengers. Audio or video devices are allowed as long as headphones are used. Conversations on cellular devices should not distract the driver or other passengers. Please do not use foul language. The service suspension and termination policy is available upon request. We will not transport passengers on paratransit vehicles if appropriate child safety seats are not provided. Subcontractors may use school buses which do not always accommodate child safety seats or contain seat belts, but these items are not required on school buses. Rabitransit requires passengers to follow Pennsylvania state law. This information is subject to and contingent upon changes to Pennsylvania state law. Disruptive behavior. Rabitransit may discontinue the service of any customer who puts the safe operation of the vehicle in danger, or puts another passenger, themselves or the Rabitransit driver in danger. Rabitransit reserves the right to require a personal care assistant, PCA. Arrangements must be made by the customer or their caretaker when necessary. Medical appointments. Running late? If you are not going to be ready from your medical appointment by the time your driver is expected to arrive to take you home, call us at 800-632-9063 to let us know. We may be able to postpone your pickup. Subcontractors. Rabitransit utilizes subcontractors to provide transportation. This means a passenger may be picked up by different providers and different types of vehicles such as a taxi cab, minivan, van, bus, etc. Not all vehicles will include a Rabitransit logo or signage, but a transportation company name should appear on the vehicle. Service animals. Service animals as defined by the ADA are permitted on all Rabitransit vehicles. Appeal process. Anytime Rabitransit must suspend or cancel a customer's service, the customer has the right to appeal Rabitransit's decision. If a customer wants to appeal Rabitransit's decision to suspend or terminate service, there is a process that the customer and Rabitransit must follow. Details of the appeal process are available upon request by calling Rabitransit staff. Travel training. Travel training is a free service designed to teach people how to use public transportation. Rabitransit offers travel training in which a passenger is paired up with a travel trainer to ride the bus with them. Hands-on travel training instruction includes the following: getting on and off of the bus safely, paying the fare, using of the bus lift and or kneeler to board vehicles with a mobility device, positioning of mobility devices on bus, traveling safely, independently, and confidently while riding the bus. Each passenger's needs and abilities are different, so training techniques will vary with each individual. Contact Rabitransit at 800 632-9063 to request travel training, and a travel trainer will determine your needs with you and help you determine your travel goals. Cancellations. You must call us if you will not be taking your trip. We require that passengers call at least 1 hour before their scheduled pickup time to cancel. Passengers must notify the Rapid Transit Call Center at 800-632-9063 or 717-846-7433 to cancel any scheduled trips. Cancellations that are not made in a timely manner use up resources when vehicles are sent to a destination. In this end, this factors into the cost it takes to provide service and may, in time, raise fares. Any cancellations not made within 1 hour of the scheduled pickup, 24-hour notice is preferred, will result in a no-show. See the below no-show policy section. Outside of regular call center hours, cancellation messages may be left on the dispatch voicemail. You will automatically be connected to this voicemail after regular hours when calling 800-632-9063 or 717-846-7433. Be sure to give the name of the passenger who has the trip. Please note, if you have a trip that is scheduled to be delivered before 9 a.m., you may leave a message to cancel your trip. If your trip is after 9 a.m., you must call into the call center, which opens at 7 a.m. You may also cancel trips directly through the phone system when you receive your automated phone call the evening before the trip. No-show policy. Rapid Transit's definition of a no-show is any time a driver goes to pick up a customer and he or she decides not to use the service or is not at the pickup site and has not called in to cancel his or her trip at least 1 hour before the scheduled pickup time. We understand emergencies do occur. Should you encounter an emergency or a crisis situation that can be documented and it causes you to miss your transportation appointment, you should contact the call center as soon as possible to alert them of your serious circumstances. Please forward the necessary documentation to Rapid Transit. Taking these proper steps may prevent your trip from being recorded as a no-show and deter from any possible service suspensions. The no-show policy is available upon request by calling Rapid Transit staff and/or by accessing Rapid Transit's website at rapidtransit.org. Return trip procedure. Except for ADA complimentary paratransit riders, all passengers who no-show a trip will be automatically canceled for all other scheduled trips for the day. It is the responsibility of the passenger to call at least 1 hour in advance of the scheduled return trip or subsequent trip if the passenger still needs a ride. If the passenger contacts Rapid Transit less than 1 hour before the scheduled return trip or subsequent trip, the passenger may be required to pay full fare. ADA passengers will be required to call in to cancel all trips. Failure to do so will result in an additional no-show. Other transportation services. MATP Urgent Care. There is a provision within the Medical Assistance Transportation Program, MATP, for transportation for urgent care. The definition of urgent care includes any illness that, if left untreated, could become a crisis or an emergency situation if not treated in a 24-hour period or discharged from a hospital. If your transportation is subsidized by the MATP program and you need transportation for an urgent care matter, you should call Rapid Transit immediately. Urgent care requests can be made in two ways. 1. A direct request from a healthcare provider to the Mobility Planning Department, or 2. Self-referral. In the case of self-referral, Rapid Transit's mobility planning staff will make the appropriate contacts necessary for approval. MATP urgent care requests can be made by contacting the Rapid Transit call center at 800-632-9063, Monday through Friday. Fixed route programs. Free transit cards. As part of the Pennsylvania Senior Citizens Free Ride Program, passengers 65 years of age or older can ride free on the Rapid Transit fixed route bus system. To be eligible for the free fare program, passengers must register with Rapid Transit to get a Commonwealth of Pennsylvania ID card. To receive the free fare ID card, passengers must present approved proof of age to a Rapid Transit office. An application will be completed and the ID card will be issued immediately. Photocopies of the appropriate proof of age may also be mailed with an application in order to receive the ID card. The following are Pennsylvania's approved proof of age documents: birth certificate, baptismal certificate, naturalization papers, passport, statement from Social Security Administration, Armed Forces discharge or separation papers, Pennsylvania identification card, photo motor vehicle operator's license, resident alien card, PACE card, or Veterans Universal Access Identification Card. Half fare program. A Medicare card is sufficient proof for eligibility for the federal half fare program. Passengers with a disability, as defined by the Americans with Disabilities Act, may be eligible for a Pennsylvania Reduced Fare Transit Identification Card to ride regular fixed route buses for one half the regular full fare. Passengers may bring their Medicare card to a Rapid Transit office to receive their identification card. If you do not possess a Medicare card, you may request to have an application mailed to you. A doctor will need to sign the application to verify your disability. Once this is done, you may either mail the completed application to Rapid Transit or return it in person and a reduced fare transit identification card will be issued to you. Passengers over 65 may also use their Medicare card to ride for half fare. However, Rapid Transit encourages them to apply for the free fare card and ride for free. The half fare program applies to cash fares only and cannot be used in coordination with a pass purchase or for Rapid Express. Non-discrimination of services. The Central Pennsylvania Transportation Authority, DBA Rapid Transit, operates its programs without regard to race, color, or national origin. Title VI Statement of Policy. CPTA is committed to a policy of non-discrimination in the conduct of its business, including its Title VI responsibilities, the delivery of equal and accessible transportation services. CPTA recognizes its responsibilities to the communities in which it operates and to the society it serves. It is CPTA's policy to utilize its best efforts to assure that no person shall, on the grounds of race, color, or national origin, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under its program of transit service delivery and related benefits. For additional information about CPTA's Title VI obligations and the complaint procedure, call 717-849-0709. Central Pennsylvania Transportation Authority Diversity Statement. The diversity of the people of this region has been the source of innovative ideas and creative accomplishments throughout the county's history and will continue to provide inspiration into the future. Diversity refers to the variety of personal experiences, values, and worldviews that arise from differences of culture and circumstances. Our concept of diversity through inclusion embraces such differences as race, ethnicity, gender, age, religion, language, abilities and disabilities, sexual orientation, socioeconomic status, geographic region, and more. In order for the Central Pennsylvania Transportation Authority to achieve its mission, it must try to serve the diversity among its passengers, stakeholders, and employees. Limited English Proficiency Policy Statement and Available Resources. CPTA provides several options to assist in communicating with individuals who do not speak English. CPTA contracts with Certified Languages International to provide translation services. Customers should identify their need upon calling CPTA, and CPTA will conference call the interpreter. For individuals who are hearing impaired, CPTA encourages customers to use the Pennsylvania Relay service. This service can be accessed by calling 711. The translation and interpretation services are free of charge. Smartphone apps are also recommended for translator resources. Shared Ride Paratransit Call Features. Rapid Transit utilizes an Interactive Voice Response, IVR, system for shared ride paratransit passengers. This automated phone system is very similar to what medical providers have been using for the past several years. For those who are signed up, riders receive an automated call on the evening before the trip to confirm the pickup time, location, and return time. For pickup times, the system will provide a window of 30 minutes around your scheduled trip times. For example, you will be picked up between 3:45 p.m. through 4:15 p.m. for a scheduled 4 p.m. trip. This free service allows riders to skip calling Rapid Transit to receive pickup times for a trip the next day. Make sure Rapid Transit has your current accurate phone number when booking your trip request. What does the IVR automated phone system say? The system will confirm the pickup times and locations for your trips. Be sure to say, "Hello," clearly when answering the phone because this is the trigger for the start of the message. For pickup times, the system will provide a window of 30 minutes around your scheduled trip times. As an example, you will be picked up between 3:45 p.m. through 4:15 p.m. for a scheduled 4 p.m. trip. Please note, some destinations may be pronounced differently. What else can the IVR automated phone system do? Call you just before your vehicle arrives. Through the call you just before your vehicle arrives, known as the imminent arrival feature, the system sends a call shortly before your vehicle arrives. This is most helpful for those carrying cell phones with them who have that cell phone number listed as the primary number on file. Cancel your trip. Cancel your trip through the system will allow you to cancel your trip. Press number 2. If the message goes to an answering machine voicemail, you will be told to contact Rapid Transit to make any changes. Offer a callback. Through the offer a callback feature, instead of waiting on hold, the system allows you to have a customer service agent call you back by telling you to enter your phone number. Please be sure to enter your full 10-digit phone number including area code. If you are signed up for the automated phone system and for some reason do not receive a call before 6:30 p.m. the night before, call the Rapid Transit Call Center before 7 p.m. at 800-632-9063. If you have questions, speak with a customer service representative for more information on this easy-to-use, free service from Rapid Transit. Groups. There are occasions in which passengers wish to travel in a group from a specific location to a shared destination. It is important to note the guidelines for group trips. Qualified agencies, as defined by federal regulations, for example, senior centers, must send their list of riders attending a group trip to Rapid Transit at least 3 days before the trip. No changes can be made after 12 p.m. the business day before the trip. When a qualified agency requests to book a group trip, the request must be made in writing electronically. It can be emailed to scheduling@rapidtransit.org. Non-agency groups must follow standard shared ride protocol. Have each rider call their trip in individually to the call center, no more than 2 weeks before the date of the trip, but no later than 12 p.m. the business day before the trip. This is a shared ride program, so if someone else outside of the group calls in and requests to go in the same direction, we will place additional passengers on the group vehicle if there is room. There may be a minimum requirement for the number of participants for a group trip. Contact Rapid Transit for your individual group questions. Why carry cash? Just add to your electronic account. Easily add money to your electronic account by purchasing Paratransit Shared Ride Transportation online. Visit rapidtransit.org and click the Shared Ride tab for Paratransit ticket information. Seniors ride free on the fixed route system. Did you know? Seniors ride free on the fixed route system. It's easy. If you are over the age of 65, apply now for your free bus pass. This applies to counties where fixed route bus service is available in the area. Ride the bus. Call 800-632-9063 or visit our website, rapidtransit.org. Complete the bus pass application. Mail your application with a photocopy of your proof of age. Your bus pass will be mailed to you. Traveling training is available. Please note, the bus pass is not eligible to be used on shared ride paratransit service.
End of document. Conversion of this document into an audio format has been provided by Accessidocs. That's Accessidocs, a fee-based document conversion service of the Pennsylvania Council of the Blind. Accessidocs can convert a wide array of text-based documents and simple audio formats to accessible audio with enhanced navigability. Contact Accessidocs today for your custom quote. Email accessidocs@pcb1.org or call 877-617-7407.